I'm a soldier for Christ. I'm a soldier for Christ.
I'm a soldier. No, they'll never take us under, because we're bringing truth like thunder. Raining on your speakers like a ton of bricks. Hold the cross high, cause we're Catholics. Fight the good fight with the truth, stand tall with the truth. I'm a warrior for Christ, I'm in love with the truth. Love God, save souls, slay error.
Go stronger.
Holy Hour of Power, two Catholics with a PhD in common sense. This is the Holy Hour of Power, and I am always reporting for duty to the Lord Jesus Christ and Our Lady 7 days a week, and I'm here on duty right now.
Well said, Jesse, and I'm reporting for duty, sir. And I want to just tell everybody, this weekend we had the men's conference, and it went well. We had a good context for the talks, and you're welcome to get those by going to Virgin Most Powerful Radio. org. But today, Jess, I'm excited. Now, we're going to be talking about Bill Gates and the funding of the pharmaceutical companies using aborted baby parts to make the vaccine for the coronavirus. Well, that's number one. But number two, we're going to talk, which I think is a big topic, the COVID-19 contact tracker training quarantine may be mandated and enforced. What's that all about? I think we're going to dive into that and give you some insights on that. I also have some good news stories coming up from Europe. Actually, one of the countries, Hungary. Wait till I tell you about that. And also, we have at 5 p.m. Pacific Coast time today, Gary Machuda is going to be giving a talk, special edition. We do this every month. What Every Catholic Needs to Know About Corpus Christi. And we're going to give a bonus talk right after that by Dr. Scott Hahn on the Fourth Cup. Very educational. We just celebrated Corpus Christi this weekend, and that's why I want to encourage you to listen to Gary and Dr. Scott Hahn give their special presentations today.
I'll tell you what, that's also important as well, Terry, because Corpus Christi processions mm-hmm. in the past, I participated in one in the parish last night. What happened in the past, they were known to stop diseases, plagues, and pandemics. So that was one of the reasons why Catholics went to the street with their prelates holding the Blessed Sacrament, is to stop plagues, pandemics, and diseases. So any chance you have to participate in a Corpus Christi possession,
do it.
don't minimize it.
Jesse,
there's one more article that we're going to get to. It's a short one. It's called Civil Rights Veteran Bob Woodson Rejects Claims of Systemic Racism, Says Black Struggles Issue of Class.
Good point,
Jesse. Let's get to some soul food.
Hey, buddy, it's the Gospel of Matthew for the days of the readings of the gospel for today. And Jesse, we love giving the soul food because, let's face it, ignorance of scripture is ignorance of Christ. And it's just a teaching that the church has been saying for decades and also for centuries. So let's go ahead and give Matthew chapter 5, verse 38 to 42.
Also very interesting, just on the spiritual warfare angle, if people are wondering, amongst exorcists, what is the most common reason why people get possessed? I just asked the question. I'm going to answer it.
Yeah.
Every exorcist that teaches on the topic says because people don't know their Catholic faith.
Wow.
That's the number one reason for demonic possession on planet Earth. It's the lack of knowledge of your Catholic faith. So what Terry just said, I can't emphasize that strongly enough. So let's go to Matthew chapter 5, verse 38 to 42. It's talking about this section. It's talking about people thinking, okay, revenge? Is that what Christ is, or, you know, what's going on here? Let's read it. Jesus said to his disciples, "You have heard that it was said, an eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth. But I say to you, offer no resistance to one who is evil. When someone strikes you on your right cheek, turn the other one to him as well. If anyone wants to go to law with you over your tunic, hand him your cloak as well. Should anyone press you into service for 1 mile, go with him for 2 miles. Give to the one who asks of you, and do not turn your back to the one who wants to borrow the gospel of the Lord."
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
First thing I would say is this. We're called, this is a whole paragraph on retaliation. First of all, I would say is you can't take that verse literally. So some people are going to say, wow, you got to turn your other cheek. Don't take it literally. I'll tell you what the fathers of the church say about this verse. Because if you take it literally, then it goes against scripture. Because our blessed Lord Jesus Christ, in John 18:22 to 23, he was struck on the cheek. And when he was struck on the cheek, this is what he said, okay? One of the officers standing by Christ struck Jesus with his hand, saying, "Is this how you answer your high priest?" Jesus answered him, "If I have spoken wrongly, bear witness to the wrong. But if I have spoken rightly, why did you strike me?" Okay, so don't take today's gospel literally. Also, St. Paul was struck in the face as well. In Acts chapter 23, verse 34, in the presence of the high priest Ananias, one of his guards struck him. And look at what St. Paul says, quote, "And the high priest commanded those who stood by him to strike him on the mouth. Then Paul said to him, 'God shall strike you, you whitewashed wall. Are you sitting to judge me according to the law? And yet according to the law, you order me to be struck.'" All right, so what's going on with today's gospel reading? I mean, Jesus is saying one thing, but something else is being practiced in the gospel by our Lord and by St. Paul. Here's what the church has always taught, okay? Jesus' words, we understand this according to patristic thought. These are admonitions. Jesus is admonishing us as his followers to forgive everyone and to bear patiently all manner of private injuries. Offer them up. But we must not from this verse today conclude that it is unlawful for anyone to have recourse to the laws or to the courts, especially when a man is injured and cannot have justice by any other means. And once again, what is here commanded, don't take it literally, because our Lord Jesus Christ and St. Paul literally did not do this when they were struck in the face. They're talking against the laws of retaliation, because in the Old Testament, they did have in the Mosaic law this whole an eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth. So our Lord, what he's doing here, he's forbidding the misuse of the Mosaic civil law to justify private vengeance. That's what he's doing. Because in the Old Testament, the punishment had to fit the crime and not exceed it. But Jesus is eliminating this policy of private retaliation from personal life. That's why he gave us the government in Romans chapter 13, verses 1 to 4, so that the government can exact justice from the person. And even there in verse 41, when our blessed Lord says, "And if anyone forces you to go 1 mile, go with him 2 miles. What does he mean by that? Well, if you remember, in the Roman soldiers back at the time of Christ in New Testament Palestine, they had the power to recruit and compel Jews into temporary service. You saw that with Simon of Cyrene. They had the authority from the Caesar to look at somebody and say, "Boom, you're in right now. You've got to help out the army right now." And Simon of Cyrene, he was forced, to carry the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ. Well, that's what Jesus is calling for. He calls for this ungrudgingly generosity beyond the required call of duty. That's what he's calling us to. Don't be all mad. If we're called to duty, don't do it begrudgingly. Do it with a servant's heart. And again, the government does have lawful authority when they exact just laws. They have the lawful authority to compel us to obey them. Terry?
Jesse, and you notice you said a just law. So for example, the government says abortion is okay. That's not a just law. So we have to reject that because it is not a just law as Christians. And, you know, Jesse, I can't say it, but tomorrow we are going to talk about this crazy Supreme Court decision that just came through, breaking 6-3 to redefine sex and write transgenderism into the 1964 law. We'll talk about that tomorrow because that's an unjust law. So we're not going to go along with that. That's just how we have to stand up for what moral teachings are according to in light of our faith. Jesse, let's bring in Fulton Sheen on that powerful locomotive train. This is going to be on the Mass because we just celebrated Corpus Christi, everybody. The Eucharist, we say, is the source and summit of the Christian life. And that's why we're so blessed to be able to get to Mass now every day and for those on weekends. And I'm grateful for that. Well, here's what Bishop Sheen said. "The Mass is the sacrifice of the mystical body of Christ and is one with Calvary, which was the sacrifice of the physical body of Christ. The Mass, in other words, is a supra-temporal reality by which the glorified Christ in heaven prolongs his sacrifice on the cross by and through us. Folks, what that means is every time we're at Mass, we're at that one eternal sacrifice from Calvary 2,000 years ago. I don't think people really think a lot about that, Jess. If they knew that, the Mass would not be boring. So Fulton Sheen, thank you for educating us. As what Jesse just said, the exorcists say, what's the number one cause for demonic infestation? Lack of knowledge of your faith. Here at Virgin Most Powerful, we want to teach you the fundamentals of your Catholic faith so that you're well protected.
Yeah. And let me give you an example, Terry, of today's gospel, of how you can basically live that out without seeking revenge.
Yes.
And I've learned this from some of the great exorcists in the Catholic Church. Last week, I had probably one of the worst headaches that I've ever had in my life.
Oh,
I was
going
to check into the hospital. I said, man, I must have a tumor or something.
Wow.
There's something pounding in my head.
Wow.
I've never felt this pain. And then I remember what Father Ripperger has taught me and others in his courses. He says, especially people that are involved in spiritual warfare like myself, oftentimes we're cursed by Satanists and witches and stuff. And so he taught us a prayer not to seek vengeance against our enemies, but to bless our enemies. And I did that prayer. As soon as I finished that prayer, probably about 5 minutes after, the headache went away completely.
Wow.
I'll teach you that prayer on the other side. Pray against people that curse you. It's powerful. It's so powerful it removes the pain.
Awesome, Jesse. You're listening to the Terry and Jesse Show on Virgin Most Powerful. We'll be back with more.
Psalm 119 says, "Your word is a lamp for my feet and a light to my path." According to St. John Paul II, being a Christian means saying yes to Jesus Christ. It consists in surrendering to the Word of God and relying on it, but also endeavoring to know better and better the profound meaning of this word. May God grant that we always rely on His word, read it often, and put it into practice.
This is Terry Barber. I want to thank you for your support here at Virgin Most Powerful Radio. Here's an easy way to do it. If you're going to sell or buy a house, call Real Estate for Life, 877-543-3871, because they're going to get you a Christ-centered agent to purchase your home or to sell your home. And at the close of escrow, a portion of his commission goes right back to Virgin Most Powerful Radio. Call 877-543-3871. Thank you so much for your support.
Welcome back to the Terry and Jesse Show. To join the conversation, call 888-526-2151. Now, here's Terry and Jesse.
Blue Collar Catholic Radio. We're going to talk about civil rights veteran, but let me just share a story with you, which is very practical.
Yeah, it's beautiful.
This is in the field Catholicism, or this is, you know, street Catholicism.
Yeah.
So last week, I'm thinking, I had the most massive headache that I've ever had all my life. I'm thinking, man, I got a tumor in my brain. It's pounding. I must have cancer in the brain or something. I'm going to go check myself in. I said, you know what? I need to pray before I go to the hospital. Got on my knees, and there's a prayer. It goes like this. I posted on one of my blogs. I'll tell you what blog it is right now. It goes like this. Got on my knees, did the sign of the cross, took the St. Benedict's crucifix, put it on my head.
Wow.
Exactly where the pain was at. And I said, through the intercession of St. Benedict and St. Raphael, patron saint of healing, as I'm holding the crucifix on the back of my head. And then I said this, Lord, I'm experiencing a massive headache. If this is not from you, Lord, and if it's of diabolical origin, I ask you, Lord, to send it back to its source with a tenfold blessing. But if you want me to carry this cross, I fully accept it, and I ask you for the grace to carry it, and I offer my migraine headache to you in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Within 5 minutes, the headache was completely gone.
Wow.
Which means, like I told my wife, we're talking about it, and I was talking to some of my exorcist friends, somebody has been cursing me. And it doesn't surprise me, obviously, because of what I do. And the curse was very effective. My head felt like it was going to explode for 72 hours. Wow. And so what did I do? This is the way you offset the curse. What I did, see, instead of saying, you know, dropping bad words and spitting nails and saying Tourette's syndrome about my enemies, what did I ask God to do in this prayer? I said, God, I said, if this source is of diabolical origin, I ask you to send it back to them with a tenfold blessing. So if some Satanist or witch was cursing me, which they probably were, instead of saying, Lord, curse my enemies, Lord, kill them, crush my enemies, I said, Lord, bless whoever's cursing me with a tenfold blessing. Bam! The headache was gone. Why? Because what this does, this breaks the matrix of a diabolical curse that somebody's put on you. Because their matrix is to constantly curse people, especially people like Terry and myself that are involved in apostolic work. And our reaction is revenge or bad words or bad thoughts about our enemies. But if we follow the biblical principle that Jesus Christ said, bless those who curse you, that's in Luke chapter 6. And that's what I'm doing now because I've learned this from training at Liber Christu. You have to bless those that curse you. And you know what happens? You break their matrix. You break the curse immediately because you're sending a blessing their way. It's like sending, kryptonite their way. That's the last thing that they want. So I'll let you know right now. I'm looking at my blog, which day I posted it. It's a prayer that I think everybody, copy it, put it on your iPhone. Whenever you feel some type of pain, because pain is either natural, our body's breaking down, or it could come from the diabolical. And in cases from the diabolical, put this prayer in your iPhone. I'm going to tell you what date I put on my blog. Pray this prayer, and if it's of the diabolical origin, it'll break it. And I'm telling you right now, I'm proof in the pudding that this works. Terry?
Jesse, love is more powerful than hate. That's what the saints have been telling us for decades, for centuries. And you just experienced that by applying forgiveness. It's the hidden power of forgiveness.
Yeah. Amen. Hey, Terry, let's go to the civil rights veteran, okay. Bob Woodson.
Good. Let's do it.
Now, this guy, Terry, he lived through Jim Crow.
Oh, my God.
He lived through the 60s, through the riots, through actual systemic racism, through segregation in schools. Bob Woodson, I'm sure his father was probably a slave because he's an old gentleman, so I'm sure his father was a slave.
Mm-hmm.
And so he was asked in an interview, he's the founder of an institute called the Woodson Institute. He was asked, hey, is there systemic racism in America? Terry, this guy,
he should know,
with Martin Luther King.
Yep.
Side by side with him.
Right.
He says... Former civil rights activist Bob Woodson issued a sweeping indictment on Tuesday of both the Black Lives Matter movement and the idea that systemic racism is a cause of African-American hardship in the U.S. Civil rights activist Bob Woodson responds to the riots. He says, quote, race is being used as a ruse. He says this, This is Terry. This is a guy that marched in the civil rights in the 60s.
Yeah, you can't accuse him.
Right. He lived through all this.
Yes.
KKK,
yeah.
You know, lynchings,
yes.
Jim Crow laws.
He should know.
He says, I don't know what systemic racism is. Maybe someone can explain what that means to me. Bob Woodson's interview came as protesters across America marched for another night to protest police brutality against George Floyd, who, by the way, none of them know, and other African-Americans, something many have described as a result of systemic or institutional racism. So Bob Woodson, he's the former head of the National Urban League Department of Criminal Justice, and he told Carlson during this interview that the civil rights movement promised that if black people led institutions, all of black America would be better off. Well, Bob Woodson, he told Carlson, he says that he left the movement because he realized that many of the people who suffered most, poor blacks, do not benefit from the change, and that their demographics were used by some of those leaders. He says it's more class than it is race. And now race is being used to deflect attention away from the failures of people running those institutions. And the question, he says, the question is, why are black kids failing in school systems run by their own people? This is what Bob Woodson, a black American, says. He says, and why? He says, when Eric Holder was a U.S. attorney in Washington, D.C., he says a lot of young people were shot by the police, but they were black police shooting black kids, and not one was prosecuted. There was no public outcry because as long as illegality or evil wears a black face,
that's wrong.
Then it escapes detention.
Yep.
And that's what's wrong, he says, with looking life through the prism of race. Woodson also suggested that much of black suffering, Terry, is the result of the Democrat leadership in the past 50 years. He says they've spent $22 trillion on poverty programs, but he said this, 70% goes not to the poor, but to those, to jobs, basically, to those who serve the poor. And I'm looking at another sidebar here, painful. Black firefighter devastated after rioters destroyed his bar. He spent his entire life savings as a fireman, saving to build up his business. It was totally destroyed, Terry.
You see, Jesse, that's not what you're going to hear on the mainstream media because that doesn't support the narrative. As a matter of fact, Jesse, I'm just going to bring this up. You didn't even know I was going to bring it up, but it's the same thing about if you're not within the narrative of the media, you don't get to get it. Elon Musk declares time to break up Amazon after it censored dissenting COVID-19 book. Wow. Same thing, Jesse. He doesn't have the narrative that the normal media want to hear. He's saying, no, like us, we're considered outside the normal media, and we're telling people things that we couldn't say because we would be called a nut because we're telling people the truth has no color. In other words,
right.
The things are what they are, what they see. And so this is just another indication that we need to have our eyes open, and there's an alternative motive here. That's what I'm hearing right now, Jesse.
Terry, here's what Bob Woodson says. This is a man who marched with Martin Luther King.
Yeah.
This is a man who actually lived under racism back in the 50s.
He should know, dude. Come on.
And he's asked, is there racism right now? He goes, what are you talking about?
Yeah.
I mean, it's laughable to him. He says, so many of those people taking office use this money, you know, this war on poverty,
yeah,
to create a class of people who are running these cities. And he goes, and now after 50 years of liberal Democrats running the inner black cities, where we have all of these inequities that we have, race is being used as a ruse.
Yep.
As a means of deflecting attention away from the critical, yep, questions, such as why are poor blacks failing in systems run by black people? And on the Sunday, the Wall Street Journal published an op-ed by Bob Woodson, who argued that hostility towards the police has hurt black people. It's hurt our communities, he says. And Terry, this reminds me of what was happening in Ferguson, Michigan. This is a flashback to Ferguson.
Ferguson, St. Louis, in Missouri. Go ahead, Missouri.
And this back in 2014.
Yeah, I remember. Outside
Terry,
of St. Louis.
You know, after the shooting of Michael Brown,
yep,
shops were set aflame,
that's
stores
right,
were looted.
Yep.
I mean, they were importing people into Ferguson, Michigan.
That's right.
To continue the anarchy.
Yep.
And who suffered, Terry? Who suffered? The good black folks from Ferguson, the residents, they suffered deeply in the wake of all this violence. Their city was trashed, destroyed, burned. Their small businesses were looted and destroyed. Who suffers from all of this? And by the way, even back in Ferguson, Michigan, who was the one that was trying to be a force for good? It was volunteers from the Protestant and Catholic churches in the area that started bringing donated food because so many of the local stores and restaurants were burned out like shells. Here's my comment. Now, this is not the article. This is Jess Romero.
Yeah.
It's the criminal element thugs in that city right now in St. Louis, in Minneapolis, excuse me, and in Ferguson, Michigan several years ago. It's the criminal element that destroys and steals what's not theirs. They have this envy, the sin of envy, the sin of avarice, the seven deadly sins. And I can almost bet, here's my analysis as a Catholic apologist, evangelist, and also somebody who's a retired cop. I can almost bet that most of these anarchists out there don't have a father at home or they have a deadbeat dad.
Yes.
I can bet most of these kids don't go to church. I can bet most of these kids are secular humanists, college educated. I can bet most of these kids have a medical or recreational marijuana card in their pocket. I can bet some of these kids are probably high school dropouts. And I can bet most of these kids probably have one or two babies out of wedlock that they don't support. And I can bet most of these kids, Terry, are voting for Joe Biden or the registered Democrats. That's my analysis.
You check. You got it all right, Jess. Hey, I want to also ask you, Jesse, because of your police work and your boys are policemen, my take on all of this stuff that's going on, this looting, is only going to get worse as we tell the police that if you touch anybody or if you do anything, be careful. Just kind of sit around and don't go out there and look out for bad guys. I would think that the bad guys are really happy about what's happening with our police force because it's going to give them more freedom to continue to do crimes. Am I onto something, Jess?
No. Well, the facts
support that.
Vindicate what you're saying because right now we're seeing statistically crime is going up in every major city across the country.
Right. That's right.
So what you're saying is being played out by the statistical evidence.
Wow. Hey, when we come back, I hope we shift gears to Bill Gates funding pharmaceutical companies using aborted baby parts to make the coronavirus vaccines. What's that all about? We'll come back and talk about it. I think you're going to hear a very direct approach to this, Mr. Bill Gates, and how he's tied into a Planned Parenthood with his parents. It's an amazing connection, but it's consistent. We'll be right back. Terry and Jesse Show.
Hi, this is Jesse Romero from the Terry and Jesse Show, also from Jesus 911. Let's face it, we all need to use the internet, but we need screen accountability. Why? Pornography is a huge problem, especially on the internet. And every time we tap into the internet, we get bombarded with images and temptations that degrade our humanity. So we need covenant eyes to block these pornographic sites and advertisements from infiltrating our lives. Covenant Eyes helps us take custody of our eyes and custody of our intellect. So I recommend you go to covenanteyes.com and type in the promo code VMPR to support the network. Protect yourself and your family from the imminent threats on the internet. www.covenanteyes.com, code VMPR. Live porn free. Thank you for listening to Virgin Most Powerful Radio. Thank you. God bless you. Keep the faith.
Healthcare news today seems to be coming from everywhere and everyone. It's confusing, at least, and untrustworthy at the worst. Dr. Aceta is a faithful Catholic in the Kern County community. He is trustworthy, well-researched, and will only give expert opinion on matters in his own specialty. Catholic teaching at its entirety is of utmost importance to Dr. Aceta. Give Dr. Aceta a call for your obstetrics and gynecological needs at 661-695-6617.
This is Terry Barber. I want to thank you for your support here at Virgin Most Powerful Radio. Here's an easy way to do it. If you're going to sell or buy a house, call Real Estate for Life, 877-543-3871, because they're going to get you a Christ-centered agent to purchase your home or to sell your home. And at the close of escrow, a portion of his commission goes right back to Virgin Most Powerful Radio. Call 877-543-3871. Thank you so much for your support.
Welcome back to the Terry and Jesse Show. To join the conversation, call 888-526-2151. Now, here's Terry and Jesse.
Most Sacred Heart of Jesus, we place our trust in Thee.
Amen.
June is the month of the Most Sacred Heart of Jesus. Make sure that you're praying to the Lord Jesus Christ, the Sacred Heart, every single day. By the way, those of you that want that prayer, How to Repel Demonic Attacks, it's on my show page. Go to my website, jesseromero.com. If you click where it says show page, the prayer is posted right there.
Beautiful.
And the reason it's powerful, because what you're doing is most people are used to revenge. Okay, something bad has happened to me. I'm going to seek revenge. I'm going to say bad words. When you send a blessing, even if it's of diabolical origin, what you do, you break the demon's will. That's called in exorcistic language, you break their matrix, okay? You break their logic and you break their will. They're saying, wow, this guy is sending me blessings as I'm attacking him. Stop attacking him because I don't want to be blessed. You break their matrix. Okay, Terry, let's go on to this article of you.
Jesse, I think here's the bottom line.
All I can say when I look at Terry, can you believe this? That's all.
Yes, I can believe it, because let's look at it. Bill Gates' father, okay, you got to remember, he was William Gates Sr. ran Planned Parenthood during the time Bill Gates was a youth. But Bill has appointed his father to several pro-abortion organizations. Apparently, the Gates family believes murder of innocent children is health care. But this is why I can believe what he's doing. Bill Gates funds now pharmaceutical companies using aborted baby parts to make the coronavirus vaccine. And Jesse, it makes sense to me because of look what he's been through. And now he's making all kinds of money on this vaccine that they're putting together. And, Moderna, I just told you just before the show how these guys are making millions and millions of dollars on this, because they're supposedly, their stocks are going up because they're the COVID-19 vaccine company. But Jess, here's the bottom line on all of this. The bottom line is we can't participate in it. Bishop Strickland, who I'm going to record, I think, Wednesday of this week, another show for a Friday show, he said it quite plainly. No to the answer of using a vaccine that was made from aborted parts. Now, Jesse, you're going to get people who are going to say, oh, but it's so far apart. It was done years ago. You're not going to be responsible. Here's my question, Jess. This is what I ask people all the time. Do you really want to participate in getting something that was babies that were aborted to have some benefit in your life? I say absolutely not. And matter of fact, Jesse, most of these vaccines, about 50% of them don't even work. But why participate in that? Make a stand, everybody. No, I do not want that vaccine when it's been brought forth by aborted babies. That's the simple answer to the question, Jess.
Terry, the Gates family, they believe that the murder of innocent children, they believe this is health care.
Yeah, see, that's so brutal.
Yeah, and it doesn't surprise me that some of the top five pharmaceutical companies working on a COVID vaccine are using aborted baby cell lines in their research. And guess what? All of them are funded by Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation. Yep. Here's some of the people they're funding. Oxford University, AstraZeneca, AstraZeneca just signed a $700 million agreement with two Gates Foundation-backed organizations, which one is Johnson & Johnson. This Planned Parenthood funder is also using aborted baby cell lines, and they've been a recipient of the Gates Foundation dollars for many years. And even, it doesn't surprise me, the CDC, yep, even the U.S.'s government's own Centers for Disease Control, guess what? has received tens of millions of dollars of Gates Foundation money. And like all the others above, they're using fetal tissue in their COVID vaccine trials. All of these groups are using aborted baby cell lines in their vaccine trials. And most of them are promising a COVID-19 vaccine within a year, even though scientists warn that it typically takes 4 to 10 years of safety testing before vaccines should be brought to the market. Here's what I see, Terry.
Yep.
In the future, we're going to see the sheep are going to be separated from the goats.
Yeah.
Because we don't know how far the left is going to push this, but it wouldn't surprise me if they would start saying, unless you get vaccinated by the CDC with these aborted baby fetal cell lines, you're not going to be able to buy and sell. You're not going to be able to travel. You're not going to be able to this, that, and the other.
Yeah, that's where we're going.
You're
going
to see a good portion of Catholics like Lemons. They're going to say, they're going to stand in line. They're going to say, oh, I don't care what the church says about this being immoral. I want to be able to go to the nightclub. I want to be able to go party in Vegas. Yep. I want to be able to go play golf on the weekends. You're going to see mass apostasy within there, even bigger than you're seeing it right now. The church is going to get so small, like Cardinal Ratzinger said, you're going to have the hardcore remnant that are going to say, no, you're not putting dead baby aborted cells into my body. This is immoral. I'm not going to participate in something immoral like this, even though I have to suffer. But let me tell you, those that are going to be willing to suffer, I'm projecting it's going to be very few, Terry.
Yeah, and Jesse, follow the money. The Moderna executives have cashed out $89 million in shares just this year as stock prices have soared on the vaccine hopes. The big lie is this, Jesse. What you just talked about, it's a lie, and that is that we can live our lives without God. You don't need God. We got vaccines. Wait, you know, don't worry about incidentals about aborted babies. Don't you want to be healthy? Don't you want to have more fun? Then forget about all this morality. Get rid of it. And that's what Bill Gates is promoting, Jesse. And I will say this because I want to have a little bit more time to talk about our next topic because it ties into the vaccine. It really does. It's the COVID-19 contact track training quarantine may be mandated and enforced. Let's talk about that, how it ties into controlling the masses.
Absolutely. Let me just mention one thing about this topic and as I move to the next.
Sure.
Here's what we're going to end up seeing in our country.
Yeah.
This is how they're going to convince, like those people that are on the fence on abortion.
Yeah.
Like, they're like, I'm not really sure. You know, like libertarians, you know.
Yeah.
Well, you know, everybody could do what they want with their body. I'm not really sure. I haven't taken a side on the issue of abortion. This is going to convince the fence sitters that abortion's a good thing because the CDC, by Gates' money, is going to convince people. They're going to say, hey, you see, aborted baby cell lines, this is the cure for the COVID-19. So those people that are weak on the topic on abortion, they're going to say, see, hey, it's a good thing to have aborted babies because look at what we've discovered. So all these Catholic fence sitters on abortion are now going to have supposedly a scientific argument on their side to say, let's continue Roe versus Wade until the end of the world because it's a good thing because it's saving people from COVID-19. Terry, this is what they need because like Ben Shapiro said, and this year in the March for Life in Washington, he said, science is on our side. So what they're trying to do, Terry, since they know that science is not on their side, you know, because of ultrasound machines and the fact that we can prove that this is a human life. Now they're going to try to twist the truth and say that science is on their side.
Yeah.
We must continue abortion because now it provides a medical prescription for COVID-19. This is how they're going to try to, I mean, just bake abortion in the minds of most Americans.
Well said. Jesse, I want to get to this topic because it's really serious. And I believe that it's the communist approach to life. And that is track every movement in your country that you're doing and put it under a false pretext that we're really looking for your healthy, you know, self. We want to keep you healthy. That's a bunch of baloney. I mean, despite a U.S. Attorney General William Barr having stated unequivocally that stay-at-home orders are unprecedented burdens on civil liberties, it appears that the liberties of U.S. citizens are increasingly at risk due to the extraordinary COVID-19 contact tracking measures being put into place by who's putting it in place? Liberal politicians. I'm going to say the Democratic Party, Jesse. If I'm wrong on that, let me know. But I think that's who's doing it. More and more, this mantra of many government officials that have been contacting the tracking program, they really want basically to do this, Jess. They want control, and they're using this situation. And I'm just going to take a minute to tell you what my take is.
Yeah.
COVID-19 is very contagious, just like the flu is. But when you look at how many people die from this, first of all, the CDC already said about a third of what they said have died isn't true, because the hospitals are getting bonuses. If someone dies and we can say he died with COVID-19, $30,000 bonus, $25,000 bonus. So that right there. But we know 45% of the people who die are in rest homes, and they're elderly people with compromised systems. Now, what about the other people who die? Well, they're older people who also have compromised systems. So here's my point, Jess. We are shutting down economies. We're putting control on everybody's lives for something that the flu kills more people than the COVID-19. So here's my question. Is this like a fake? Is this something that they're trying to get us to look left and go right? In other words, oh yeah, COVID-19, we're going to do you a good service by helping you out. Jesse, here's my take on it. I think it's a communistic approach to controlling the people, and I think we have to say no. That's my take.
Absolutely. This is the infiltration of communism into this country.
Yep.
And furthermore, let's get into the spiritual. Let's get into paragraph 675 to 677 of the Catechism.
Absolutely.
This would be the environment that would be perfect for a person that the church's tradition has always said will come upon the world scene before the second coming of Christ,
yep,
called the Antichrist. Imagine an evil man such as the Antichrist. The perfect system is communism, government control, a tracking system, open borders, one world bank, one world currency. This is exactly what the church has spoken out against. Every single pope up until Pope Benedict XVI, about 150 years before that, have spoken out against this. This is very dangerous. And the Catholic Church is very big, not on globalism, other than global evangelization.
There you go.
But the church is big on the principle of subsidiarity, which is things operate best at the lowest level. We'll continue with this article, COVID-19 contact tracker training. We'll be right back.
Wow, you're listening to the Terry and Jesse Show on Virgin Most Powerful Radio. This is Terry Barber. I want to thank you for supporting Virgin Most Powerful Radio. And here's an easy way to support us, by going to smile.amazon.com and type in Catholic Resource Center or Virgin Most Powerful Radio. And when you log in your Amazon account and you purchase products, a portion of it will go right back in supporting Virgin Most Powerful Radio. And it doesn't cost you a dime. I want to thank you ahead of time, because that supports us year-round. May God bless you and your family.
How does the baby move in your tummy?
How does the baby eat?
Can the baby hear me?
How did the baby get in there?
Wow, a pregnancy can sure generate a lot of questions. But what's important is that a baby is a baby, inside and out of the womb. Not just after birth, but 9 months before. at conception.
That's right. Every baby is a miracle. Hello, my name is Marianne Kuharski. I'm the director of Pro-Life Across America. If you know someone who is pregnant or in need of alternatives or assistance or would like to support the work of Pro-Life Across America, please visit our website at prolifeacrossamerica.org or better yet, simply dial #250 on your cell phone and say the keyword pro-life. Pro-Life Across America is non-political and totally educational.
A baby's heart is beating 18 days from conception.
Pro-Life Across America, the Billboard people.
This is Terry Barber. I want to thank you for your support here at Virgin Most Powerful Radio. Here's an easy way to do it. If you're going to sell or buy a house, call Real Estate for Life, 877-543-3871, because they're going to get you a Christ-centered agent to purchase your home or to sell your home. And at the close of escrow, a portion of his commission goes right back to Virgin Most Powerful Radio. Call 877-543-3871. Thank you so much for your support.
Welcome back to the Terry and Jesse Show. To join the conversation, call 888-526-2151. Now, here's Terry and Jesse.
Rated PG, praise God. Some people are texting about that prayer, how to repel demonic attacks. It's on my website. Go to the show page, and then the prayer is right there. Repelling demonic attacks, what it does, it breaks the matrix of the diabolical as they're trying to project things into your mind. We're talking about this is troubling.
It is.
This COVID-19 contact tracking training system is, Terry, and my opinion, they're not going to find, they're going to find a lot of people to say, hey, sign me up. I'll work for this tracking system.
Of course.
Look at all the people that are unemployed committing riots. Every one of those would say, yeah, I'll be one of these trackers, and I'll make sure that we force people to cooperate with this tracking system. They're going to find thousands, if not millions, of people that are going to want to be employees.
Mm-hmm.
So what's this human contact tracking? The article says that Johns Hopkins University online training for COVID-19 trackers explains at the outset that contact tracking programs are a public good that must be balanced with rights of privacy, confidentiality, and autonomy. But LifeSite News is providing screenshots from the Johns Hopkins course to show that the coming government encroachment on privacy and personal liberty is not drawn from inferences, but from the required course material for those seeking certification as competent contact trackers. Trainees are taught that once they've identified persons who have been exposed to someone who has COVID-19, they're supposed to advise them to self-quarantine for 14 days. Now, for those who actually have the virus, they're to be counseled to self-isolate for 10 days.
Right.
However, in some circumstances, these requests may be mandated and, here, get this, enforced. And enforcement, this is not a hypothetical threat.
Nope.
Washington State Governor Jay Inslee, you see how great he runs his state, he's already indicated that people who refuse to cooperate with contact trackers or refuse COVID-19 testing won't be allowed to leave their homes. And if they don't do so voluntarily, Washington State Governor Jay Inslee said they will face sanctions in either civil or criminal court. Moreover, if government officials pursue quarantine or isolation via court order, individuals face fines of up to $2,000 per day. It's funny, Terry, how tough this Washington State governor is against people of faith, people that are decent, trying to make a living, trying to raise a family. But he's not so tough, Terry, with anarchists who have taken over 6 to 8 blocks of a portion of his state in a city. Yeah. And they've considered it their own country. He doesn't talk so tough about them.
Nope.
No threats about jail. No threats about fines every day. No. But people of goodwill, wow. He comes out like You know, he comes out like a tough guy.
Jesse, Washington State already has more than 1,000 contact tracers in place. New York plans to hire 17,000. The state I'm living in, California, they're going to hire 20,000 of these. So you're spot on. This is, but Jesse, what's all this about? Is it really about COVID-19 or is it really about
control?
You got it, Jess. That's my
control.
Take.
Control. No.
You got
and,
it.
And Terry, this is, again, on the political.
Yeah.
This is communism on the political. This is and we've been warned.
Oh yeah.
We can't play dumb. Our Lady of Fatima warned us that this day would come.
That's right.
If we didn't fulfill the Fatima messages to the popes and to the lay people. She's 1917. So we can't act like, wow, what's happening to America? Hey, this is the consequences of not listening to the messages of Our Lady of Fatima, which for us, what does that mean? You keep the first five Saturdays living in a state of grace, receiving confession, which basically means a call to holiness, a call to live in a state of grace, and also the daily rosary.
You got it.
If you're not praying the daily rosary, guess what? Don't complain about anything that's happening,
right?
Because this was predicted by the Mother of God. Now, so that's the political, communism. The spiritual, this perfectly sets up the country or the world at large for what the church has always called the man of perdition, the man of lawlessness, the Antichrist.
Yep. You got it. And Jesse, just on a positive note, because this is really scary for most people to realize what's going on. I mean, tomorrow we're going to talk about the U.S. Supreme Court decision redefining sex. I mean, give me a break. But I want to give you some optimism here. The country of Hungary sees a 5.5% birth rate increase after enacting pro-life policies. Jesse, that might be the place where we go to, brother. That country sounds very Catholic to me. Also, I want to give another good news story. You guys heard about this parish priest? He said that this Eucharistic miracle that took place in Poland in 2013, he said it's converting many people back to the Catholic faith. So you see, the Eucharist is the source and summit of the Christian life. All of these problems we're faced with, we have a solution. It's living our Catholic faith. And I want to remind everybody, our good friend Steve Ray, on Saturday, the 20th of June, will do a virtual pilgrimage on the Holy Land, taking you through the Bible. You're going to learn a lot. And if you want to come to it, just go to virginmostpowerfulradio.org. And Gary Machuda, you guys hear him on the radio here at Virgin Most Powerful. If you don't have our app, get it or go to our YouTube channel. I heard his talk, Jesse, Saturday.
He's most people don't realize
he's underrated.
He's one of the best apologists in Catholic apologists in the world.
I agree with you. And
in the world.
The
only reason he doesn't work for Catholic Answers is because he doesn't want to move to San Diego.
Right.
That's the only reason he's not there. He'd probably be running the place, but and we got this guy in our network.
I had a former Calvary Chapel pastor here in our studio Saturday when Gary gave his presentation on Corpus Christi, and he was like, wow, I've never heard something. That is really a good talk. Well, he's Catholic now, but he said this Gary Machuda really knocked it out of the park. Well, he's going to do it today at 5 p.m. Pacific Coast time. What every Catholic needs to know about Corpus Christi, go to our YouTube channel or get our app. And you know what? I got Dr. Scott Hahn. He's going to be followed by this classic talk. I mean, if you've got the book Lamb's Supper, well, it came from his presentation called The Fourth Cup. You're going to be able to do this. Get yourself some people over at the house. I'm sorry. If you don't have more than 10 or whatever, this is a great way to teach the faith. And what did Jesse say at the beginning of the show about spiritual warfare and about opening yourself up to the demonic? It's lack of knowledge. Hey, here at Virgin Most Powerful, we're just the opposite. We are giving you tools to be an on-fire Catholic. As a matter of fact, if you're a monthly donor at $25 a month or more, I send you, yes, hundreds of hours of programming from Dr. Scott Hahn, Jess Romero, Tim Staples, Jeff Cavins, Father Bill Casey, all these St. Joseph products. I send them to you through an email so that you can be formed so well in your Catholic faith that you'll be protected from the demonic. So if you want to do that, you can even call me. Call 661-972-7872 or call our toll-free number and join us, because we are stepping up our game right now. You know why? I'm feeling the pressure of secularism pushing on us. We have to push back, Jesse. Yep. Call us at 877-526-2151.
If you like what you hear, then like us.
There you go.
Hit the subscribe button and share this show with others. I'm sure there's a lot of people that can benefit from the information that we're putting out in these programs. And thanks be to God, we have a network of a lot of good Catholic podcasters. We're locking arms with everybody.
One
of many out there that are trying to toe the line and teach the perennial teachings of the church.
You nailed it.
And also remember that as Catholics, St. Padre Pio says, pray, hope, and don't worry.
Yep.
Worry is useless. God is merciful, and God will hear your prayer. Jesus Christ tells us in Matthew chapter 6, starting in verses 24, he says, don't worry about tomorrow. Worry about today. What do you mean about today? Become as holy as possible in your state in life today. We're called to be great saints. Don't miss the opportunity. And I don't care if you're 5 years old or you're 105 years old. God called from all eternity. God chose you to be where you are at this time in history to change the world. And so if you're breathing and if you've got two legs, guess what? You're called to holiness. Wake up those around you. Wake up your family members. Evangelize them. Share your faith. Live your faith. Know your faith. Don't hit the snooze button. Spend all weekend golfing, okay?
Yep.
There's more important things to do than that. And make sure, I'm going to give you a baseball analogy. Terry's a big stud in baseball in his days. Make sure that before you die, and 100% of us are going to die.
Yep.
Make sure before you die, you leave it all out on the field.
You got it.
Got it?
Yep.
Leave it all out. When you go into that dugout and you stand before Jesus face to face, make sure you're able to tell him, Lord, I left it all out on the field. That's what me and Terry will do. And we can promise we'll do this until the day we go into the dugout and see the King of Kings and Lord of Lords.
And we are rounding third base, folks. And a big lie in our world today is that we can live life without God. That's a lie. We need to be living in the presence of God. And I want to encourage you, if you've been away from the church, to get the confession, okay? We have confessions here at our Sacred Heart Chapel at 3 o'clock every Saturday afternoon before our 5 o'clock vigil mass. And then we have a Sunday mass at 9 a.m. And we have a beautiful mass where you can receive Holy Communion on the tongue, kneeling down. Jesse, I just want to remind everybody that the Eucharist is the source and summit of the Christian life. How can we overcome all this secular humanism? By having a deep love for Jesus Christ and his bride, the church. I want to encourage you to, what Jesse just said, the perennial teachings of the church. Nothing less than the perennial teachings. Jesse Romero, give us the 5 points that we can do with King David again.
Samuel 17, the 5 stones that David used against Goliath. I'm going to modify them for us as Catholics.
Yep.
Stone number one, pray the rosary every day. If you're not praying the rosary every day, don't complain about what's happening.
You got it.
Number two, go to Mass as often as possible. Sundays for sure. Make sure you're signed up to visit Jesus an hour a week in the Blessed Sacrament.
Amen.
Give him a holy hour. 168 hours a week, give him an hour. Don't miss Mass on Sundays. Number three, read the Mass readings every day. Read the Mass readings every day. Number four, fasting, penance, prayer, especially on Fridays. Want to go old school Wednesdays and Fridays. And finally, make sure that you're going to confession at least once a month so that your soul stays tuned up and you stay living in a state of grace. And before you close your eyes at night, ask God, give me the grace to make a good heartfelt contrition, and say an act of contrition before you close your eyes tonight. Terry,
well
said.
Don't forget, Dr. Ed Mazza shows up next. If you can't get it on the network, just go to get our app, our free app, or go to YouTube channel for Virgin Most Powerful. Jesse Romero, what state should we be living in, brother?
Last time I checked, live in a state of grace. It doesn't matter what 50 states you live in. Live in a state of grace within that state, but don't live in a state of mortal sin.
You got it. Thanks again. Up next, Dr. Ed Mazza. May God richly bless you and your family.
St. Faustina's Prayer for Priests. O my Jesus,
I beg thee on behalf of the whole church, grant it love and the light of thy Spirit, and give power to the words of priests, so that hardened hearts might be brought to repentance and return to thee, O Lord. Lord, give us holy priests. Thou thyself maintain them in holiness. O divine and great high priest, may the power of thy mercy accompany them everywhere, and protect them from the devil's traps and snares, which are continually being set for the souls of priests. May the power of thy mercy, O Lord, shatter and bring to naught all that might tarnish the sanctity of priests. For thou canst do all things. Amen. Virgin most powerful, pray for us.
Virgin Most Powerful Radio, sharing the gospel with clarity and charity.